this real life?
Hey there, citizens of the world. Welcome to the Real Life Podcast, where our mission is to inspire, connect, and empower the world to learn English the fun, natural, and real life way.
We believe that English should not be a dry and boring school subject, but an inspiring and enriching lifestyle that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want.
In this podcast, you will have lots of fun, learn plenty of new expressions, and drastically improve your listening comprehension.
We'll also teach you the secrets of native pronunciation, connected speech, and help you tune in your listening and speaking to the rhythm and flow of English.
So sit back, relax, and let's get on with the show. Welcome to another episode of Real Life Radio. I'm Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
hip
way to learn English. So download this podcast now and listen to us while you're hula hooping,
drinking coffee,
dusting the cobwebs from behind your door,
playing ice hockey,
or cracking your knuckles. So I'm joined today in the studio with the only man who has ever beaten Chuck Norris at a thumb war, Justin Murray.
Hey guys, good to be here. What's up, Chad?
I'm feeling pretty good today, man. Everything's good. What about you?
Pretty well.
It's going well?
Yeah, nice day.
Yeah. How's your thumb?
It's great. It's strong.
Yeah?
You better ask, how's Chuck's thumb?
Yeah, his thumb's probably broken, right?
Yep.
Probably just hanging on by a thread.
Yep. And then he roundhouse kicked me. But I blocked it with my other thumb.
What is a thumb war?
It's like a wrestling match with your hands.
Yeah.
Your thumbs.
So, yeah, some people call it thumb wrestling.
Yeah.
Some people even call it a peanut war. Have you heard that?
No, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, now it's time for peanut war?
I say 1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a thumb war.
I declare a thumb war, okay. And we have a heck of a show planned for you guys today. So let us commence on this new adventure of learning English conveniently with the Real Life Podcast.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it's time for a shout out. You know you make me
wanna shout, kick my heels up and down. Okay, the first shout out we're gonna give to a member of our community from Iran who is always in the Real Life Global Social Network, and we've had a chance to chat with her. This is to Farhan.
Farhan.
I don't know how to pronounce your name, so if I butchered that, I apologize.
Butcher means what exactly?
Butcher is like kill. And so we say this like you butcher somebody's name when you pronounce it really bad.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't kill Farhan.
No. If I butchered the pronunciation.
Yeah. Butcher's obviously also the profession, a guy who cuts meat.
Yeah.
He's a butcher.
Yeah. Anyway, really great to chat with you and just see your participation, and your English is really great too. So first shout out, that's to you.
All right. So the second shout out today is actually a 5-star review from Stitcher. So unfortunately, I don't know who this review is from, as Stitcher doesn't seem to have their name here for us to read out. So again, it's another anonymous review. So thanks a lot, Anonymous. And they said, I'm glad you guys don't follow the other podcasts, which are mostly boring and too formal. I want to learn real daily English, not from books. You are head and shoulders above the rest. Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah. Thanks a lot, Anonymous, for that anonymous review. 5-star anonymous review. And Justin, really quickly, what does he or she mean by you are head and shoulders above the rest?
Well, it's an idiom we use to describe that you're really far above everybody else. Head and shoulders just means a lot.
Yeah. Obviously, they're referring to height, but it's more of an analogy for quality of something.
Yeah, and if you line people up next to each other, right, a person that's head and shoulders above everybody else is much, much taller.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like me. I don't think I've ever mentioned how tall I am.
Sure. You're a tall dude, Justin.
And we're tall podcasts. We're head and shoulders above.
Sure. Don't confuse that with the famous head and shoulders shampoo used for dandruff.
They paid us to say that. Just so you know.
Yeah.
One of our sponsors. Head and shoulders, use it.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, so that is today's shout outs. Thanks again, guys. And don't forget, if you want to give us a 5-star review, please do, because we love them. Whether it's on Stitcher, whether it's on iTunes, Or if you just want to send us a personal message, say hi, we want to get that.
And if you have an Android smartphone, go to Stitcher, download the app, so you can download us automatically every week.
Oh, yeah. Let's move on to today's random news story. Okay, guys, so today's random news story is actually about something which was all the rage recently.
What does all the rage mean?
When something is all the rage, it means it's very popular. Everyone is doing it. It's a trend at the moment. And that is the Ice Bucket Challenge. So I'm just going to read out the headline, which is Striking Out ALS. Ice Bucket Challenge brings flood of donations. Striking out, Justin? What does striking out mean?
Striking out means to remove, to eliminate something, right?
Mm-hmm. You're a baseball fan, right?
Yeah.
It's a baseball thing, isn't it? To strike out?
Yeah, a pitcher, the guy who throws the ball, when you throw the ball past the person and they swing and miss three times, you strike out.
Mm-hmm. And that player is out of the game.
Exactly.
Cool. So, this Ice Bucket Challenge, have you heard of this?
Yeah, I've watched two videos on YouTube recently. It's pretty amazing.
What is it, pretty much? Just the general concept of it?
It's a social phenomenon, social media phenomenon, too, that is in support of Lou Gehrig's disease. I think it's ALS. I'm not sure what ALS stands for,
mm-hmm.
but the acronym stands for, but it's a disease that attacks the nervous system, and it's to raise awareness. And so the idea is, like, people are dumping ice on their head and then challenging three other people. And celebrities are doing this, too.
Awesome. Dumping ice on their head. Dump?
Dump means to pour, to throw on your head in like one motion. It's a bucket of ice with water, mm-hmm. and you just throw it on your head, and you make a video of it.
Awesome. Share it. And lastly, on the headline it says, brings flood of donations.
Flood is when a lot of water comes. So yeah. A flood of donations... it's like a flood of water, a flood of money. I read somewhere that up until a few days ago, the record for the most donations they ever got at this time of year was like $1 million
mm-hmm.
in these campaigns. But they've gotten over, I think, $11 million now.
Wow, that's a lot. That mm-hmm. is a flood of donations. So yeah, so that's the title. Striking Out ALS, Ice Bucket Challenge brings flood of donations. Let me just quickly go through the main parts of this article. No, your friends aren't doing this to cool down from hot summer temperatures. The challenge is a viral movement called the Ice Bucket Challenge, designed to raise awareness for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. That's okay. The ALS you're talking about, also known as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease.
Because Lou Gehrig, the famous baseball player in the United States, had this disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so okay. apparently that's why it's called Lou Gehrig's disease.
Just a little bit of background about this challenge. The challenge started in Massachusetts. That's a difficult city to say. Challenge started in Massachusetts with former Boston College baseball player Pete Fratz, who was diagnosed with the disease in 2012. ALS is a progressive neurodegenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, leading to muscular weakness, loss of the use of arms and legs, and difficulty speaking, breathing, and swallowing. Damn, that sounds pretty serious.
It does.
That sounds horrible. Spinal cord, what does that mean?
Spinal cord is the cord that goes down your back, pretty much, your vertebrae.
Exactly. Leading to muscle weakness.
That causes the muscles to be weak.
Mm-hmm. Difficulty speaking, breathing, and swallowing? What's swallowing?
Swallowing, maybe you can do a sound effect. Is a sound effect? Yeah, there you go.
To swallow your food. Okay. Freights, who can no longer speak, posted his own bucket video to the tune of Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby and dared a few people to try it. A social media firestorm ensued, extending well beyond the gates of Boston College. So that's the origin of the Ice Bucket Challenge.
So Freights, who can no longer speak, posted his own Ice Bucket video to the tune of Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby. To the tune of?
It's the song by Vanilla Ice.
To the rhythm of it, right?
Exactly, yeah. And dared a few people to try it.
Dare is like when you challenge somebody. I dare you to do it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a challenge that doesn't really have any reward. It's just...
It's kind of a macho challenge, just to be like...
A little bit macho, isn't it? There's no reason for it. But prove this, yourself.
Yeah, in this sense, it's obviously not macho, but...
Yeah. And lastly, a social media firestorm ensued.
Ensued means to follow, to be a result of that.
But a firestorm.
A firestorm, in this sense, it's a metaphor, right? Of just kind of craziness, I think.
Yeah, the virality of it was really quick, like a fire. Pwah! Everyone was doing it suddenly.
And it happened, yeah, it happened quickly, so that's viral, right?
Mm-hmm.
And beyond the gates of Boston College, where the guy goes to school, right?
Mm-hmm. The basketball player who was diagnosed with ALS.
Wasn't a baseball player?
Baseball player, sorry, yeah.
So I've seen videos like Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, he challenged Bill Gates.
Mm.
Bill Gates challenged Chris Anderson of TED, Ryan Seacrest, and other people too.
Sure. Yeah, they dare three people each, right, generally?
Yeah, the whole band of Pearl Jam did it. I saw that.
Oh, wow.
Justin Timberlake did it. Lots of celebrities are doing it, football players.
Yeah, so this was a craze going around. If you guys hadn't heard of this yet, check it out. It's pretty funny, right? A lot of the video is pretty comical.
It's worth sharing.
Yeah, it's definitely worth sharing. It looks quite unpleasant having the freezing cold water poured all over yourself.
It's for good cause though, right?
Yeah, of course. All right, so that concludes today's news story. And let's move on to today's conversation topic.
Oh, yeah.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
So, Justin, I've been thinking about doing this for a long time, this conversation topic. I wanted to talk today and give these guys a lot of vocabulary about this particular subject, and that is trust. How would you define the word trust? And are you the kind of guy that easily trusts people?
Yeah, I think I trust people. I don't know. You have to try to see the good in people.
Mm-hmm. What's your definition of this word, trust, to trust someone?
To trust somebody is to believe that that person is going to follow through, is going to be honest with you, is going to do you good, is going to follow through with your expectations.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by to follow through with expectations?
It means to do what they say they're going to do in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
It means to do what's expected.
Sure.
It means to treat you well and not do anything bad to you.
Yeah, exactly. Great definition of trust. I probably assume that you trust me because you've ridden on the back of my motorcycle before. You've technically trusted me with your life.
That's true, it's true.
Were you a little bit hesitant at first when you jumped on the back of my motorbike?
With you, no, because I'd ridden on a motorcycle before. But, so I think it's part of it's just actually getting used to riding on a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are different kinds of trust, obviously. You can trust somebody on a motorcycle. You can trust somebody in a sports game. You can trust somebody emotionally. You can trust somebody professionally. You can trust somebody in many situations.
Mm-hmm. Trust them with money. That's always a big test of someone's trust.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call someone that you can't trust? What's some words we can use in English to describe people who aren't worthy of your trust?
Untrustworthy?
Untrustworthy, exactly. What does worthy mean exactly? That's a commonly mistaken word.
Well, I used it earlier. It's newsworthy.
Newsworthy.
Or worthy of your attention or something.
Sure.
It means like it is worth trusting.
It comes from the word worth. It's worth it. So untrustworthy would be someone that you cannot trust. What else? In Australia, we often use this word dodgy.
Okay.
You heard dodgy before?
Yeah, I've heard the word dodgy.
Mm-hmm. Do you use it?
I've probably used it before, but I use probably more like shady.
Shady. Cool.
Sketchy. These are probably three words that have similar meanings, right?
Yeah. So they're dodgy, shady, and sketchy.
Yeah.
And how would you use them?
Something that you can't trust. Maybe a person or a place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's a person, it's someone who you think they might try to rip you off, right?
Yeah. So what does rip off mean?
Rip off means they sell, if it's a salesman, he might try to sell you something at a really expensive price, but whatever he's selling is actually worthless. Another use of the word worth. Worthless means it's worth nothing, has no value. So it's to rip someone off. He's a kind of a shady or a dodgy or a sketchy salesman. But with a place, how would you use it for a place?
Maybe a place that doesn't have the best reputation or just doesn't seem great.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bad feeling about it.
Maybe dangerous as well?
Yeah, dangerous. I'd say a place that maybe lacks safety in a lot of ways.
Like dangerous.
That's it.
Cool. And would you say you are, you mentioned that you generally trust people. Are you typically a skeptical kind of guy when meeting new people, embarking on new endeavors? Are you generally a skeptical guy? Do you generally like trust people straight off the bat?
Well, it depends on the feeling I get. You know, I trust my gut.
Trust your gut. What does that mean, to trust your gut?
It means trust your gut feeling, because a lot of times you have an intuition in your gut. You have kind of like, scientists even say you have two brains.
Mm.
You have your brain in your head, and then you have your brain in your gut, because it's sort of like a nervous system down there that has its own way of intuiting the world.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. I like the expression, a gut feeling.
Yeah. So a lot of times it's like, maybe you have no reason to believe this person is untrustworthy, but your gut tells you that you can't trust this person.
Sure. Yeah, I get that all the time. Have you ever been screwed over by someone?
Yeah, man, I've been screwed over.
Yeah? And what does screwed over mean, or to screw someone over?
To screw over means when you trust somebody and they screw you over, they violate that trust.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up affecting you in a big way.
Mm-hmm. And how were you screwed over?
Well, I used to collect baseball cards when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I got a $10 card, baseball card. It was worth $10.
Okay.
And I bought a pack and I got really lucky, and it was best card in the world.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, I was so happy with this card, and I brought it to school once.
Uh-huh.
And this one guy, the bully, I trusted him.
Damn bullies.
And actually, I didn't lock my locker. Do you know what a locker is?
It's like a little metal cabinet you guys have in American high schools.
Yeah, you put your lock on it, and he screwed me over. He stole it.
He stole your baseball card?
Yeah.
He went into your locker and he stole it?
Yep.
Motherfucker.
Yep.
And what'd you do?
I cried.
Oh, poor little Justin.
But get this. So years later,
uh-huh.
I was in high school.
Oh, this was in primary school.
Yeah.
Elementary school.
Yeah, I was friends with another guy who's actually a bigger bully than this guy now.
Oh, okay.
And he bragged to me that he had stolen the card.
Oh, really? Like years later?
Yeah.
Okay. What does brag mean?
Brag means when you're talking like really confidently about something, just mm-hmm. arrogantly.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize that I was friends with this other bigger bully.
Oh, shit.
And I told the bigger bully, and he went and forced the guy to give me back the card. Or pay me for what it was worth.
Years later?
Yes.
And how much was it worth years later?
Like 5 times the amount. But the guy came up to me and he was like almost crying. He was on the brink of tears.
On the brink of tears? What do you mean on the brink of?
On the brink of means about to do something.
Yeah.
So on the brink of, it's like on the edge of almost.
Sure.
On the brink of tears, almost crying, saying like, I don't have it, but I can pay you for it.
Really? And what did you do? Did you cut him some slack?
What does cutting some slack mean?
To cut someone some slack is to, it's like to let him get away with it. To be like, oh, okay, man, don't worry about it. It's okay. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Accept it and just move on.
No, no.
No, no, wait.
Karma's a bitch.
Karma's a bitch, sure.
Yeah, he screwed me over and he burned that bridge.
Oh, burn that bridge. What do you mean by burn a bridge? To burn your bridges.
Well, it means when you have a relationship or a situation that person violates your trust mm-hmm. in a big way and you can't repair it.
Yeah. They say, I think you told me this, trust is like an eraser.
Yeah, trust is like an eraser. It gets smaller and smaller after every mistake.
Oh, yeah. So this guy burnt his bridges with you.
But sometimes there are big mistakes. Like, you can't steal from somebody.
Oh, yeah, that would take away my trust totally.
It's like if you get a job, you know, and you steal from the person you work for, or you mm-hmm. steal from your friends, it's like you burn bridges.
Yeah, you're going to get fired or you're going to lose that friendship. So burning bridges in general is just another way to say, obviously, ruining a relationship with someone. They don't trust you anymore. What are some other common situations that can burn bridges? What about not paying back friends and relatives when you borrow money from them?
Yeah, that's another one.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know how that feels, right?
Yeah, definitely. But when it's a friend, I generally, depends how many times they do it, right? 1 or 2 times might give them benefit of the doubt.
What does benefit of doubt mean?
To give someone the benefit of the doubt just means to kind of like give them a second chance. It just means you don't just assume they're trying to steal from you. You assume that they don't have such bad intentions and you give them a second chance.
Yeah, the way I think about it is like if there's any doubt that they were telling the truth, or that they have good intentions, or that they weren't trying to do something, then you say, okay, I'm going to believe it, benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to focus on the negative part. Mm-hmm. Another chance.
Do you generally give people the benefit of the doubt, or are you a bit of a hard ass?
Well, it depends on the relationship, right? It depends on the trust.
What's a hard ass?
A hard ass is somebody who's very strict about the rules. So it depends on the situation, you know? Like, I think with a person who you see that person screwing other people over, mm-hmm. not paying back other people, mm-hmm. then with that person I might burn my bridge with money. Mm-hmm. But with other things, I'd probably be like, okay, he's a cool guy. I'm just not going to loan him any more money.
Exactly, yeah. Lying burns bridges quite easily. Definitely eliminates any trust you have in that person if you know that they lie about stuff. Mm-hmm. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Hang up from telephone wire.
Sure.
That's what we used to say when we were kids.
A little riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely a quick way to burn your bridges with someone. What about cheating?
Cheating, yeah, in a relationship.
Well, there's kind of three ways you can use the word cheating. You can cheat in a relationship, which means...
you betray the other person.
Yeah, you betray them if it's...
if you have a trust, like an agreement not to see other people mm-hmm. romantically, mm-hmm. and you do that, and that's cheating.
Yeah, to cheat on a test.
Yeah.
Means you... if it's like a math test or an English test, you already have the answers, and you just look at the answers and you write them in and you... cheat on the test.
And that's so rampant.
What does rampant mean?
Rampant means something that's just, it's like an epidemic. Mm. It's just so common.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was in high school, there's so many people who cheated.
Like in high school or college? Yeah.
In high school and college. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from people, it's pretty common nowadays too.
Yeah.
Especially with smartphones. People take pictures.
Oh, shit. Can't cheat. And also maybe like, in a, I guess it's kind of very similar, but... maybe like in a sports game if the ref is cheating or if someone's... it's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another quick way to burn bridges with people too. And lastly, really quickly, Justin, I know a lot of my students ask me this question, especially Brazilians and I think Spanish speakers too, because it's the same word in their languages. Is the difference between reliable and trustworthy? To rely on someone or to trust someone... what's that big difference there with those two words?
To rely on somebody is when you can depend on them for something.
Yeah.
Like, if you call them up in the middle of the night, are they going to be there for you?
Sure. Even sometimes it has a lot to do with punctuality.
Yeah.
Can I rely on you to get here at this time? Mm-hmm. If you can rely on somebody, they are reliable. And trustworthy, what's the difference there? If someone's trustworthy, if you can trust someone.
If you can trust them with questions of honesty, generally, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Like if I had $100 I needed to just give to someone to hold on for a day or so, if I trust you, I'll give you the money because I know you're not going to steal it. You're an honest person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's more like trust is a question of honesty, whereas reliability is often a question of competence.
Exactly. Perfect. You definitely summed it up there beautifully.
What about confidence?
Confidence?
Because we, in Portuguese, the cognate for confidence is trust.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, and confidence can have a lot to do with your personal confidence, if you're a confident person, mm-hmm. which is, I think, the confusion people have there.
But you can say, I have full confidence in this person.
Oh, you're right.
You believe in that person, too.
Exactly, yeah.
So they are sort of, like, intertwined.
They kind of overlap a little bit, right?
Yeah. What does overlap mean?
What does intertwined mean? Overlap means like if you have two pieces of paper and one kind of sits on top of the other one, you can say the paper is overlapping. And if your ideas overlap, it means they have a little bit of the same meaning.
And intertwine is like imagine two strings wrapped around each other almost. Mm-hmm. And that penetrate each other.
Excellent. So that pretty much concludes today's conversation topic about trust. I trust you learned a lot of new vocabulary in this.
Wait, that's new use.
What?
I trust you learned.
Yeah. So, yeah, I trust you learned something means I expect and kind of I hope as well. Yeah. In my example, I said, I trust you learned a lot of new vocabulary means I'm pretty confident that you did do that. So, yeah, common expression with trust. I trust you learned a lot of new vocabulary in this conversation topic. And we hope you don't burn your bridges with anyone or screw anybody over because it's not a very good thing to do. Trust me. Okay, guys, let's move on to today's question.
Okay, for today's question, we have a mistake that a lot of my students make, and I've seen this in Spanish-speaking and Portuguese speakers as well. It's when people say the other day.
The other day.
People say this as if it were a future event.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I'm going to go to the party the other day.
Okay. But in English, the other day is always...
the past.
Yeah.
The other day I was talking to Chad.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I was talking with Ethan, and he suggested something.
And how many days ago is the other day, Justin?
It's not specific. It's just a general amount of time.
Could be 2 days, could be three, could be a week.
Yeah, but it has the sense of like in the recent past.
Yeah. Some people confuse it. So, oh, the other day when I was like, they're actually saying 10 years ago.
And we only do this with the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say this with the other year.
The other week.
The other minute, the other hour, none of that.
Mm. Yeah.
So, but it's pretty common to say that. The other day and the recent past.
Mm-hmm.
So to go with that topic, we'd like to explain just a few expressions of time here.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, tomorrow. We all know what tomorrow means, right? And yesterday.
Yeah.
What about 2 days ago? What do we call that?
If it was 2 days ago, I would always say day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday.
The day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Actually, right. Many people, when I say that, when I tell my students, they're like, oh, that's crazy. It sounds really strange for them when they translate that. Mm-hmm. That expression, the day before yesterday.
And then if it's more than that, then you say a go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And in the future, so you have tomorrow, and what do you call?
The day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow.
So it's today, yesterday, tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow.
And the day before yesterday.
And the day before yesterday. Yeah, obviously we're saying it really quickly here. The day before yesterday. The day before yesterday. The day before yesterday.
And then beyond, past the day after tomorrow, you can say in 3 days.
Mm.
Or 3 days from now.
Sure, yeah, that's right. In 3 days or 3 days from now. Perfect. Yeah, that's a very common way to talk about those time spans, and not many English learners actually use it. I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
Good call, man. Is that a question from one of your students?
Yeah, it is.
Awesome. That's great, man. Great question. So that does it for today's episode of Real Life Radio. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys learned a lot. And if you haven't already signed up to receive the Real Life Radio weekly newsletter, do that now. And upon signing up, you will also receive a link to get 60 Real Life Radio episodes, a Real Life podcast. And that is going to help you get into the rhythm and create a good habit to really help your English fluency. And you can also check out our website, which is reallifeglobal.com. There you'll also see all of our articles and videos. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube.
And of course, jump on the Real Life Global social network, where you can meet people from all around the world, practice your English, chatting, and complement your podcast listening with some authentic real life experience. Online.reallifeglobal.com. There's no www there.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for being here today. And today we're going to play you out with a song in relation to trusting people. This song is about friendship. And the song is by The White Stripes. And it's called We're Going to Be Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot for tuning in today, guys. And we'll see you next week on Real Life Radio.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.
Ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Time to learn. let us learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class through the hall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.